This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is always football season, so why not talk a little football? Excuse me, as awful as I sound. Pete, as we look ahead to free agency, to the draft coming up, when you look at your top five list of what the Vikings need, give me maybe your top three, or if you want to go top five, and how do you address them if you can?
Well, and that's going to be the tough part, Dave. Here's an interesting stat for you that I was talking with a really good friend of mine who does a lot of NFL scouting for a living. He was telling me, he goes, Pete, he goes, you know, in a very, very short period of time, we have gone from being one of the youngest teams in the NFL to the oldest team in the NFL. So that's not a good sign, right?
Yeah.
Especially when we've got two draft picks this year. We got a first, well, three. We have a first rounder and two in the fifth round. Yeah. So what are we going to do with those picks? How are we going to move things around? Are we going to franchise or tag Sam just so we can get something for him when somebody comes knocking on the door? I don't think that's the stupidest thing in the world to do. As a matter of fact, I think it's probably something that we should at least consider.
Really?
Well, because if you give him the tag, right, now all of a sudden you get something for him. Somebody who's maybe it's the Raiders, maybe it's whoever, and they still look at him and say, hey, we want Sam, we'll take Sam, and then maybe there's some numbers that can come across to get something else in the draft, right? Because two fifth rounders, I mean, let's be honest, how many of those guys?
That's nothing.
And how well have we drafted even so? You know, you and I have talked about this a lot, but
in the later rounds, not great.
Yeah. You know, even some of the early rounds, and it's not always the fault of the team or whatever, but we've just not had very good luck with a lot of the drafting that we've done. So, you know, here's an interesting one for you. What if you decided to do something about Cousins at this point in time? Because money's not going to be the issue. That's going to be on Atlanta still. So, it sounds crazy, but it's a possibility of something that could still happen.
Yeah, yeah. You think he comes back here?
I'm not saying that he will or the Vikings want to do that, but I'm just saying that is an option that is still out there. But to your point, Dave, outside of quarterback, I mean, we've got JJ. We just got to make sure JJ is healthy and big enough and strong enough to be able to get into an NFL season. And I think that he's, you know, on his way, although you don't hear a lot of huge positive things coming out of, you know, what his rehabilitation has been with his injury or whatever. So that's something that I think that, you know, only the Vikings know enough about that situation that we don't know. But what do we need? We need running backs. We need a guard or two. We need safeties. I'm looking at who we have on the free agency side. You've got Harrison Smith, Cam Bynum. You've got Byron Murphy. I mean, you know, we're talking about a lot of guys there in the secondary. Cam Robinson is probably going to get cut, would be my guess. I'm not sure. He's a free agent. But, you know, on the other side, you even got Stephon Gilmore, right? So I don't know. Aaron Jones, Cam Akers, Shaq Griffin. There's a lot of defensive players that are going to be free agents. And some of them, I think, are good enough, big enough players that they will get offered money that will have them leaving the Vikings probably. So
I think you have to re-sign. If there's one guy you bring back this year, to me it's Aaron Jones. He's the top of my list. Because as we've seen, if you can't get a running game going, you can't get a passing game going.
Right. Yep. And that's always been true, and it's just funny that the, you know, the Vikings haven't really embraced that, I don't think, as much. But I think you're exactly right. Yeah. Aaron Jones was great for the Vikings. Could we find somebody similar, you know, in the draft? It really comes down to this, Dave. What do the Vikings take in the first round? That will be – it's number 24. What will they go for, number one? I mean, are they going to go for a guard there? I don't know that they do or not. Do they go for a safety there? Probably not a running back, because the one really good thing is, and maybe they can package something up, maybe a trade and a couple of those fifth-round picks or whatever, to get a running back. This is a really deep running back draft this year. I read in one of the articles that I was looking at, over 30 running backs expected to be potentially drafted. So there's a lot of running backs out there. Not all of them are at the highest level, but, you know, you've got Caleb Johnson down there at Iowa, who's been outstanding, Travion Henderson. You've got Junkins from Ohio State. They've got two guys. So there's a lot of running backs out there, and I have always thought this. Running backs are a key to the offense. They open up the passing game for the quarterback. We've seen it with Aaron Jones, but maybe
Ask
Aaron
the
Jones.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. That was all they were missing, really. They already had the O-line, the D-line, and the quarterback, but once they got that running back, wow, just look at what they did. You know, there's not a lot of Saquons out there, but there are some that are not that far off of who he is either that I think could make a big difference for the Vikings.
By the way, we should take a moment to call out that you pretty much nailed the Super Bowl when you talked about it last week, because we were all like, oh, it's going to be the Chiefs. Like, Philly's going to control the line of scrimmage, and they got a better running game. I think it goes to Philly, and I believe you even said it wasn't going to be close, didn't you?
I think I thought it was 34-20.
Yeah. So, it was a little farther than white, but you nailed it, and we were so wrong.
Well, you know, it's hard not to get caught up in the whole Pat Mahomes thing, though, right? I mean, and you know, I think that was part of this whole thing. Thank you for saying that. It's really nice. But, you know, but when I look at this, and I've stood by this, and, you know, there's going back about 3 or 4 years ago, Mike Max and I were standing here in CCO, and we were analyzing the draft during the draft. And one of the things that we talked about when we did that was, I wanted the Vikings to get the big defensive lineman out of Georgia, and that I wanted a linebacker out of Georgia. And we weren't doing that. We were going a different direction. And meanwhile, Philadelphia was doing what they've done to build this team up. They were building it up from the offensive line to the defensive line to the linebackers, and then going for the quarterbacks and the positions. But I think that's how you build it, Dave. I think you've got to build it before you go for your quarterback. You've got to have somebody who can protect your quarterback. And that's something that the Vikings and a lot of general managers have done a very poor job at, is trying to win right away by getting a quarterback. Well, if you don't have an offensive line, it doesn't work. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. You know, you've got to have somebody out there protecting them, and then give them some of the weapons that they need and all the rest of it.
Well, and it's interesting because it's not the sexy pick, and Rick Spielman used to say that all the time. He's like, nobody likes when we draft a lineman in the first round, which, I get it. But it's the smarter play, and if you're going to build a team and you're going to have a young quarterback, you absolutely have to make sure that he's protected. Now, all that being said, though, and I wonder what your thought is on this, I feel like you can probably get better if you look at a late-round pick. You have a better chance of hitting on an offensive lineman in that slot than you would a defensive back. Do you agree?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I think I do agree with that. I think there are enough out there that you have a better chance. But, you know, why I think that you have to go higher and higher and higher when you make these picks. Look at what, for instance, and I talk about him all the time now, and I used to have such an issue with it, but Jim Harbaugh. And what he's been able to do. His brother, of course, is unbelievable with what he's done drafting and all the rest of it. But when you take a look at the Chargers, and what was the first thing that Jim Harbaugh did when he took over, and all of a sudden he was in charge of the draft and everything else, he decides, you know what, let's see, in the fifth pick in the draft, I'm going to take Joe Alt from Notre Dame, and I'm going to put him on the other side of an already great left tackle in Slater. And all of a sudden, you've got Justin Herbert out there being able to throw the ball around, because he's got guys that are going to keep him from getting sacked. I mean, these are the pieces of the puzzle that you've got to have. And I think that when you look at the offensive line, it's not the sexy pick. It's not you know, the most exciting thing in the world for people because they haven't heard the names. But if you do it the right way, it really can build the franchise in an amazingly in a faster way than just trying to go with all these, well, I got to get this wide receiver. I've got to get this running back. Well, none of that means a whole lot if you don't have an offensive line.
What do you think is on the Vikings' wish list this offseason? Let us know. The WCCO Talk and Text line, 651-461-9226. You can call, you can text. If you're listening on the audio app, Odyssey app, excuse me, you can hit that button and we'll put you on the air. You probably sound better than I do. Into the text line, why wouldn't the Vikings grab another Packers hand-me-down QB? Nope. No,
it's,
thanks.
It's probably not going to happen. That one I'm going to say is not going to happen.
No. Enough of that.
You know what I think is going to happen?
All right, we'll take
what?
What do you think is going to happen, Josh?
I think, and I even have a little sounder to play here to go along with this.
Oh, God. Oh, well done, man.
I think the Vikings trade back to round three to get the two Patriots picks.
Huh.
Because you need a cornerback, and yep, you need a running back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you'll be able to easily find a mid-level cornerback and a running back in round three. I know it's not like you guys. What's that?
Are you just swapping picks?
Yep. Give them the first round pick because Lord knows they need a couple, and I promise they'd be able to offer up some cash too to go along with that.
Yeah, they probably would.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I don't know if I want to trade down, man.
Okay. That is like water being wet. The Vikings trade down all the time.
Yes, but that doesn't make it right.
The fifth round. Yeah, well, if you trade down out of the first round, you know you get a three, but your next pick isn't until the fifth. You got to keep your first round pick.
It's just speculation, Dave. Calm down.
I'm very calm. I just sound like I'm out of my head. I sound like I've been screaming.
Sound like you've been yelling about the draft for a few days.
I have not, I promise.